The alternatives include several no-build options, such as enhancing energy conservation, building other power plants, or relying on other proposed transmission lines to provide power to New England. The surrogate routes proposed by the DOE include a myriad of burial configurations. Among them are routes that would bury the line where it's proposed to pass through the White Mountain National Forest, or burying it along highways and railroad rights-of-way. Other possibilities include submerging the line in navigable waterways, using an existing power line corridor constructed in the 1980s known as the Phase 2 line, and co-locating the power line on a new set of towers with the existing power line. In a statement, the Northern Pass Project praised the release of the alternatives, which it said would help ensure the environmental review is transparent and rigorous. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.